This is Jeff Ronnie, and this is the Online Marketing Revolution podcast series. A lot of people are using Google Hangouts on Air to deliver content, but almost daily, I get questions. People have challenges with a few of these things, and I'm here to solve them, to fix them. In fact, if you've got a challenge that we have not yet fixed for you, make sure you contact me or drop your question below, shoot me an email, because in all likelihood, I've got an answer. I've got a solution. So let's make you look like a pro while you're using PowerPoint or Keynote on Hangouts on Air. You know, Google Hangouts is fantastic because it's free. It doesn't force attendees to download software, and it also allows you to broadcast to an unlimited number of people. But there are a few quirks about it, and these are really the top challenges that I see from our clients. The first challenge is that when people are broadcasting using Google Hangouts on Air, people always wonder how they can adjust their camera. So what I mean by that is when you are broadcasting out through Google Hangouts on Air, it's broadcasting from your built-in camera or your external camera. Most cameras do not have controls. If yours does have controls on it, then all you need to do is go into your preferences and adjust those settings. That'll allow you to make the picture either larger or smaller. That will allow you to adjust what your webinar attendees see behind you, so you don't have to repaint the whole room or clean it up. You can simply reduce the size down. Now, if your computer does not have those controls, there's many options out there. For instance, I'm on Mac. Mine does not have those controls built in. So what I use is a software from Ecamm called Eyeglasses. That allows me to add that functionality, and it allows me to reduce the size of that broadcast window so that I can be sitting in a pigsty and people don't know it. Two, a lot of people have troubles getting their slides to work right. What they end up doing is they take their PowerPoint or they take their Keynote and they convert them to PDF, or they turn them into a video, or they do all kinds of other stuff like that. You don't need to do that. What you should do is, in choosing what you want to broadcast out, rather than choosing Keynote, rather than choosing QuickTime, rather than choosing an application itself, what you should do is choose your desktop. And then what you do is you simply launch that application on your desktop. Then all your webinar attendees will see the webinar, they'll see the PowerPoint, they'll see the slides from your Keynote exactly as they are supposed to look. No mess, no fuss, and it works perfectly. The third thing is that people say, well, I want to broadcast this out, but my attendees can't read it because it's fuzzy or it's too small. Let's say you've got a mind map or you've got a form you're showing. And when you select that form in Google Hangouts, the text is too small. Here's two quick ways to fix that. One, after you select that form in Google Hangouts, make the window that's broadcasting out smaller. Literally just change it and make it a smaller window. So if it was, let's say, half the size of your screen, make it a quarter and see how it looks. Because what will happen is Hangouts on Air will naturally make it larger. You can adjust that till it's just the way you want it. Now the second option for you is you can magnify, zoom in on that particular document. That is another way to make it larger. So by following these four tips, you will be delivering content on your Hangout on Air and look like a pro, even if you're like me and you have really no technical skills at all. Have a great event. I look forward to your comments. I look forward to your questions so I can answer them in a future podcast. You've been listening to the Online Marketing Revolution podcast. For more from me, visit my blog at onlinemarketingrevolution.com.